Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. If you have a favorite porch plant that you don't want to give up on, or a transient plant that moves in and out every year, then bringing them indoors can save them from winter. However, there are some do's and don'ts when it comes to plant migration. One of the first things to consider when winter creeps in, is the plant worth it? This can mean different things for everybody. Is the plant sentimental? Is it unique? Does it just look amazing? The rude awakening is that if it's a pot full of pretty petunias or a geranium, it can easily be bought next year. If it's an expensive, sentimental, or exotic plant, then it can warrant extended care. When bringing that special plant or plants inside, it's better to be safe than sorry. This comes in many steps, but the very first step is checking the roots and overall health of the plant. Scout for any pests and remove dead leaves, flowers, or branches. Set up a quarantine. It's better to leave that plant lonely for a few weeks rather than infest all the others. The next step is to just take care of it. Growing conditions will be a lot different in the house compared to outdoors. Sunlight is the most obvious. The recommendation for a houseplant in winter is always a south-facing window. This is because the sun is about 20 degrees lower in the southern horizon than around the equinox, and about 40 degrees lower than midsummer. Western windows can have a little bit more direct sunlight, especially in the afternoon. A symptom of low light is that plants become leggy or look like they're stretching towards the light source. If the available windows don't supply enough, consider an LED grow light. Once again, south or southwest windows work best. The next consideration is temperature. Room temperature, around 70 degrees Fahrenheit, is fine, but be aware that windows or corners may be drafty. Also note if plants are under a vent, which might be blowing on them directly. Overwatering is a big killer of houseplants. The general rule is to put a finger 2 inches into the soil and see if it feels dry. Most potting mixes have aerating materials like perlite and lots of organic components like peat moss. The organic parts of the mix can often turn hydrophobic. If you notice after a long drying period that the water runs straight through the pot, then soak the pot and rehydrate the media, letting all the excess water run out. Also be on the lookout for slight wilting as a sign that it's starting to get too dry. Plants want moisture, but they can tolerate some dry spells. To conclude, unless the house is 75 to 80 degrees and the plant has a good 6 to 8 hours of sunlight, then it's probably just holding out until spring or summer. Best of luck to your new tenants, and don't drown them. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.